And I've only heard it in Vienna, and that's bist du deppert. And it's just, I hear it on the tram, and it cracks me up. It's just funny. It's just so irreverent, and it's nasty. It's a little bit vulgar. I kind of like that.
Me too.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guest today, Diana Robleto.
Name, Diana Robleto. Geburtsland, USA. Ankunft in Wien. 2004, Familienstand. Alleinstehend, zwei Kinder. Beruf, diplomatischer Attaché.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello and welcome, Diana Robleto, dear friend of mine for 15 years,
that's
I think.
Right.
And we are sitting in the beautiful but very, very chilly Burggarten this morning at 8:30 in the morning. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
What is a gorgeous Nicaraguan Californian woman doing in Vienna? What brought you here?
Oh, what brought me here? I've heard this question many times. Let me see. Okay. I think it's a mix of love and curiosity.
Okay.
I'd been to Vienna in 2001. I had been dating an Austrian. We had met in LA. And he thought one year, let's go to Vienna. I want to show you where I'm from. And we came. We had an amazing time, as you do when you visit, because people show you the best of the best, right? It was summer. The cafes were open. People were spilling out on the streets. The parks were full.
People were open.
People were open. And we'll talk about that. You know, wink, wink. But it was just the best vibe. And I carried that energy with me back to LA, and that there was like a little, you know, that sort of just sat with me for a while. I had lived in Paris before, so I knew this way of work-life balance that I absolutely did not have in LA. I was working like a dog, eating my lunch in front of my computer, working on weekends, taking my laptop with me to on holiday. There was no work-life balance, right? So I craved that. And it became apparent after a couple of years of living together that we wanted to start a family, that we would potentially get married. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I need to learn German. And I cannot do this in LA. I cannot learn from this man. It's impossible. So why don't we move to Vienna? And why don't I immerse myself a little bit more and also feel this work-life balance a little bit
So actually
closer.
It was more you that pushed the move to Vienna.
100%.
I never knew that.
Absolutely. He did not want to leave. So I had to convince him. And I had to say, okay, we're just going to do this for 2 years and come back.